Hello, everyone, and welcome to another broadcast of Deep Cough and a Deep. I'm your host, Jeremy Lopez, and this broadcast is going to be totally different because I have some great news for our listening audience. I know it's been a while since I've done a broadcast, but that's about to totally change. We're about to definitely revamp everything and get the ball rolling in the sense of actually starting back next week till we have weekly broadcast again. I know many of you are happy about that. And we're going to start doing interviews throughout the future. And also, here is the greatest thing is I was actually in prayer the other day. God woke me up from my dreams actually during the night, set me up, and said it's time for a change. And so the broadcast will no longer be called Deep Cough in the Deep. We're actually shifting it into Thoughts Become Things by Jeremy Lopez. And the reason why is because it's been the theme and it's been what God has had me talking about now for a number of years. And I'm a firm believer that we are at a crossroads in history where we have seen everything in the Western world and now in the Eastern world and the Middle East, where people's thoughts are beginning to really birth forth a reality, a new reality of some good, some bad. Mostly it's been a little bad, but we're getting back on the bandwagon, so to say, of understanding the power of the Word of God that is spoken out of our mouth, the power of the Word of God that is thought in the sense of contemplating over and over and over again within our spirit man, and understanding one of my favorite verses that you guys hear me use a whole lot is the carnal mind of man is the enemy of God, which means we've got to get back to the place of right teaching so therefore we can get back to the place of right thinking. And when we shift our consciousness into right thinking, we will shift our mouths into right talking and we'll shift our lives into right living. And so therefore I want to be able to focus from here on out on issues and topics that deal with the power of things beginning to be drawn to our lives, the power of the thought process, the power of the conscious mind, the power of the mind of Christ that works in us and through us, and then getting to the place where we can change our lives and begin to understand that we can have abundance, we can have health, we can have prosperity, we can have the things of God's kingdom. It's not about some type of naming, claiming. It's not about being wealthy just to be wealthy, just to pat yourself on the back. It has nothing to do with that. It's the process of understanding that God has initiated the church to stand up and to rise in its fullest form, and that is as the bride of Christ, understanding that we are moving into a place of decreeing life into the universe and understanding the concept where science is playing a huge role to back up the power of God's Word. And what I mean by that is this, folks. Science, every single day, scientists all across the globe are beginning to discover brand new things about the cosmos, brand new things about our universe, understanding our universe is actually alive, understanding how planets and things begin to take form and how we can go back hundreds of years ago and see where things have evolved into what it is today. And understanding that, then we begin to understand how God spoke the things into the universe. And the universe took form by the power of the spoken word. And the power of the spoken word comes out of the mind of God. Therefore, everything starts with thoughts. And when we understand this concept, we can change our reality. We can change our destiny. We can learn to create our day, create our atmosphere, create the job in which we know that God's will is for our lives. We can create these things. One of the misconceptions that I see so many times in and throughout church is people always struggle with God's will. We always struggle with what is the will of God for my life. If I pray hard, God will reveal it to me. And most of the time it tends to be way off course of what people think and perceive them to be doing at that moment. But yet we don't understand that the will of God also lines up with the desire of our heart, and the desires of our heart line up with the will of God, which means the will of God is not somewhere out there, folks. I want you to hear me very, very closely. I'm going to do a series on this hopefully soon for people to understand that the will of God is not outside of you. The will of God is not in some pie in the sky kingdom where you look and if you're lucky enough, you'll try to find it, you'll try to attract it. No, that is not the will of God. The will of God is already embedded on the inside of you because the will of God comes from the kingdom of the living God, and the kingdom, the Bible says, is righteousness, peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. And yet, to take it a step further, the kingdom of God is on the inside of you. Nothing is on the outside of you, folks. And in this next season, which is to come, we're going to hear from other people that are going to be very radical. They're going to speak things to many of you that you've never heard before. I'm going to be able to pull in speakers and different people to interview that actually will not even be in the charismatic move. And that is perfectly fine, is it not? Because we don't define ourselves as charismatics and Pentecostals, nor do we need to find ourselves as Baptists. We need to find ourselves as sons and daughters of the Most High God, which means as sons and daughters of the Most High God, there is a bigger realm of the kingdom of God that's outside of the realm of something man created, which is charismatic Pentecostal, which is outside the realm of the natural that man's created, which is what Baptists and Methodists and Catholics and charismatics, and these are the things that man has created. And yet through history, we see where the Spirit of God is being poured upon all flesh. And God speaks through flesh, folks, and which means He speaks through humanity. He speaks through people. He speaks through willing vessels. And in this season, I want to begin to house that. And what I mean by that is I want to begin to bring it into the house of Thoughts Becoming Things by Jeremy Lopez broadcast to begin to cause you all of you guys to listen and to hear a sound that you've never heard before, to hear the voice you've never heard before, to get you into a new vibration of the kingdom of God, which basically is saying this: get you shifted in a paradigm shift to get you awakened to do something greater than what you've previously done. Many of us, including myself, have been involved in the patterns and the cycles that we have been involved in for a number of years. And that's about to come to a close, because God says that greater is He that is in us than He that is in the world, which means there's a greater presence inside of us that is wanting to expand our conscious mind, that is wanting to expand our lifestyle, that is wanting to expand in every area of our lives, our jobs, our finances, our health, our wholeness, expand our conversations with others, expand our networking, expand our entrepreneurship, expand every aspect and the fibers of our being. That's why the latter shall be greater than the former. And so folks, what we're seeing this season within this broadcast of Thoughts Become Things is just that. Is we've got to learn how to be able to expand our thought process to think like the mind of God, and to be able to house that God presence inside of us to the point where when we need something, we think it. When we desire something, we speak it. When we want to see our reality change, all we have to do is let the river in our living water from our belly, which is inside of our body, begin to pour out of us, and it begins to shift and change the atmosphere, and it makes it conducive to what it is we say according to what God has already spoken in us of how it should turn out to be. And this is what you're going to start seeing in this season. So there's a total revamping. We're going to revamp actually the name of the broadcast. We're going to revamp. We're going to have a new introduction of the broadcast. We're going to also include, once again, a new graphic for our broadcast. We're going to start interviewing people. I'm going to start speaking weekly on different subjects that deal with everything about attracting things into your life. It is time, folks, that we begin to understand that creation moans and groans and travails, waiting on the manifestation of the sons of God to arise and begin to be what Christ is in the earth. As He is, so are we. To get us to the place where we understand that in the beginning was the Word, the Logos, the logic, which is the logic of reasoning, which means it's time that we begin to get logic and reason involved in our creation process, which means something logical does not make sense. We need to learn to shift it. Do you get that? We need to learn to reevaluate how the wheel works in our lives every day. And if the wheel is not turning within the lives of our jobs and the lives of our families and the lives of our everyday lifestyle, then we have the power to shift that and to improve it. God's will is not that you are poor. God's will is not that you get by. God's will is not that you stay ignorant. That's not the will of God. And the will of God is already on the inside of you, already letting you know you need to to do something better in your life than what you're doing now. You can make more money than your current job. That's the will of God. The will of God is letting you know it's time that we begin to look at situations and let the situations know who is in charge. And the situations are not in charge. We have the power in us to change and create our atmosphere. And we begin to understand that level, we begin to shift into a new vibration. And once again, I'll say it again like I've said it before in the past, we need to get past the messages of religiosity that tells us these are New Age teachings. There's nothing New Age about how you speak. The power of life and death is in your tongue. Jesus said the words I speak are spirit and they are life. And one of the translations in the Greek words for the word spirit literally means now. Hello. It's a now word, which means the words I speak are now and they are life, which means the words we speak need to be in the present tense because the present tense words change our present tense reality. Are you with me? And so you're going to start seeing this stuff. And as you see that, vibration is nothing more than understanding that the whole entire universe is created on a vibrational scale, wavelength. And through that, we know that everything in the universe vibrates, folks. You do. Your pastor vibrates. Your chairs vibrate. The church you go to vibrates. Rocks vibrate. You know, every wood vibrates. Everything in the universe vibrates. God created it that way. And what that means, and we have proven scientifically, that vibrations, there is negative vibrations and there is positive vibrations. And if positive means it is New Age, then folks, guess what? Then we're all on New Age because everybody needs to think positive. Everybody needs to be able to let their yeses be yes, their no's be no's. And everybody that understands the Word of God understands the power where the Word of God says, think upon these things. Think upon things that are of good report. Think upon things that are positive. Think about things that bring forth joy. Think about things. These are actually key words of the Greek. Think about things that birth forth love. Think about things that birth forth grace. Think about things that birth forth such a level of joy and laughter and things that are praiseworthy. These are the things the Bible tells us to think about and ponder on. And so therefore, all we're saying is get into a good positive vibration. That's all that means, is start getting into the vibration of God. Let your life birth forth a brand new season of joy. Which means that's why when you come into a room with someone, guess what happens? You can sense when somebody is negative and it's pulling you down. That's not New Age, folks. That is life. That is how God created our amazing bodies and our amazing creation, things within the cosmos of nature. And through that, we've got to learn to press towards the mark of being joyful. Press towards the mark of thinking positive. Press towards the mark of creating the reality that lines up with what God wants this universe to be like. And through all of that, folks, we're about to see people begin to stand and rise. And as they rise, they're going to begin to see their life change in this manner. So, folks, you can tell I'm excited. I'm excited because it's a brand new season of name changing. It's a brand new season of introduction changing. It's a brand new season of messages changing. It's a brand new season, folks. And I'll tell you something. We are in a time where we must grow up into the things of the Lord. As we grow up into the things of the Lord, we begin to put away childish things. And when we settle and bury into the grave, 6 feet under, the ideology of religion, then we'll begin to finally move and grow, and we'll begin to have our beingness within the Son of God. And when you have your beingness, you'll begin to understand in the present now moment that you are powerful and you have something to change in that now moment that can shift something off a lower vibration into a higher vibration. Which is all we're saying scripturally is this: you can shift something from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of His marvelous light. Amen? That's the place, folks, we've got to get to. And so this season, we're putting out religion, we're casting religion out, and we're implementing things that is going to cause us to mature as sons and daughters and be the people we need to be. If you're like me, I've reached a place in my life where I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. And that's the place I came to years ago, is I was sick and tired of being sick and tired of my life, of things never turning out the way it needed to turn out. The things, the way that I dreamed about at nighttime, how it should turn out. How I wanted it to turn out so bad this way or that way, and I never understood why. Until one day God spoke to me. He says, it's not the devil stopping you, Jeremy. It's not the devil trying to stop you. It is yourself stopping you because you don't know how to properly think. And you don't understand that thoughts become things. And you don't understand that when you, as a man thinketh in his heart, it begins to vibrate your atmosphere. It begins to vibrate your household. It vibrates your family. It vibrates the universe to make a conscious shift and to make a reality shift to where thy kingdom can come, my word can be done and manifested within your day, and it can shift into what God wants it to be. And that's what God told me years ago. And I've always carried that with me to understand that God is initiating us to begin to be creatures of no longer habit, but creatures that of sons and daughters of God, for lack of better words, that actually are changing the atmosphere and making it what it is. And that is, we are co-creators in God, creating a new realm, creating the realm of God that He originally intended for us to move into. And God is not going to create it for you, folks. Think about it. God is not going to create it for you. Not that He won't, but He desires to work with us. That's why we're co-creators with the Creator. He desires to work in us and through us and as us. We're co-creators with God, creating the day. God is not going to spoil you rotten. He's not into spoiled children. He's into getting His kids matured. That's why we look at big millionaires and billionaires who train their children to be entrepreneurs. They don't do it for them. They train them how to do it, and they push them out of the nest and say, now you go. And that's why we see people like the Trump family, like the Kardashian family, like hundreds of families, whether you like them or not, hundreds of families that are multi-billionaires and millionaires who actually train their children to do something. And that's why we see clothing companies birth forth from the rich. That's why we see new industries coming forth. That's why people are beginning to be singers, because they know how to maneuver themselves into the industry to talk to the right people, make the right connections, to be what it is they need to be. Therefore, guess what? They're continuing the legacy of their parents, to where if their parents were rich, they will be rich as well. Because a child that's trained properly will mimic that of the father. And when you're trained properly, you will mimic out of your training to be exactly and yet probably more of what your parents trained you to be and do. And that's the goal here. Our Heavenly Father has trained you to be entrepreneurs, to be great managers, to be whatever it is you're called to be in life, do it well, but to have the abundance following behind that. And if we're not, then we're not heeding instructions from our Heavenly Father, our Heavenly friend who desires for us to be what it is we're called to be in life. And so in this broadcast, folks, get ready, because we're going to take off. We're going to soar high. We're going to leave the religious people behind unless they're willing to get on board with us and run with the things of the Spirit. Because it's time, folks, that we take off and change our lives and change our destiny and create a day for us that we know that God can inhabit and God can get the glory from out of His co-creators, creating a habitation for Him and creating an atmosphere where wealth consciousness and wealth and value can begin to burst forth out of us into the lives of other people. So get ready, folks, to see this happen. So once again, thank you so much for tuning into our broadcast today. Our broadcast is actually changing as of the next day or two. As you probably know right now, our actually, anytime you try to find our Deep Coffin and Deep, it already has been changed as of today to Thoughts Become Things with Jeremy Lopez. So I would recommend that you sort of already change that, make a conscious decision to change that in your mind, in your spirit, to know that we've already made that shift and we're getting on board with the things of today. We're getting on board and what God is doing in the now moment with humanity and the church. And so, folks, get ready. We're going to see a glorious season begin to come out. Amen. So I'm so glad you guys tuned into our broadcast today. Thank you again for always supporting us. And by the way, before we come to a close, in what it is our very last broadcast of Deep Coffin and Deep, as we make this transition, I want to thank all of you for being a part of Deep Coffin and Deep. I want to say get on board with what's going on as of today and next week. You won't have to make any shifts. The broadcast is already shifting itself, so you don't have to tune in anywhere different. It's just continue to stay put and watch the metamorphosis change right before your eyes. And that way you don't have to go to any other app or anything. You're right there listening to us. You just continue to do what you're doing. But let me also encourage you also as well. go to our website, identitynetwork.net, because today, we just launched out this week our brand new course. Folks, I'm here to tell you, if you really want to hear something that is a now message, get on board, because we just launched my 10th course. That's right, my 10th course, which actually is called School of Creating, Attracting, and Manifesting. School of Creating, Attracting, and Manifesting. This course will rock your world. It's on sale as a digital download for just $99, or you can get the hard copy course shipped out to you in the mail for a little bit more money. But folks, this course, I'm going to teach you and train you how to create. I'm going to teach you and train you the difference between creating and attracting. I'm going to teach you the difference between these things. And plus, the main problem that I see in the church today is people do not know how to manifest. I'm glad you have great faith, but if great faith is not bringing manifestation into the reality of your natural existence, guess what? You don't have faith. And so I want to teach you and train you how to do these things. So this course is a must for people that are truly desiring a new thing in the earth that God's doing. Amen? So go to our website, identitynetwork.net. In the search engine at the top of our website, it might be on the home page, but in the search engine at the top of our website, just put in School of Creating. Press the search button, it'll pull it up automatically. Download this brand new radical course today, School of Creating, Attracting, and Manifesting. God bless each and every one of you for tuning in, and hang on tight. Don't go anywhere as we make this transition to Thoughts Become Things with Jeremy Lopez. You're going to see some mighty new revelation, mighty new instruction, and mighty new powerful things just coming down from the Father of Lights into this broadcast. So God bless you, and stay tuned.